You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hello and welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. On today's show, is President Trump's response to Nike's Kaepernick ad an issue for the NFL? Plus, Eric Dickerson and Michael Rappaport are on the show discussing the NFL's return. And will the Cowboys make a move for Earl Thomas? Skip Shannon, let's get to it.
There's been a lot of reaction to Nike's decision to make Colin Kaepernick one of the athletes featured in their new campaign for the 30th anniversary of their slogan, Just Do It. The ad features an image of Kaepernick that says, quote, "Believe in something even if it means sacrificing everything." Yesterday, President Trump responded to the ad saying, quote, "I think it's a terrible message that they're sending." The president followed that up with this tweet earlier this morning. Just like the NFL, whose ratings have gone way down, Nike is getting absolutely killed with anger and boycotts. I wonder if they had any idea that it would be this way. As far as the NFL is concerned, I just find it hard to watch and always will until they stand for the flag. Shannon, what is your reaction to the tweet?
Skip, remember we was having that conversation earlier? Mm-hmm. And you talk about that message that didn't sound like him. And I told you he is who he is. He mm-hmm. is what he is. Mm-hmm. Boom. I mean, as I was speaking, he was tweeting this. Mm-hmm. He's like, I wonder if they had any idea that it would be this way. It's hard for me to believe that Nike did not, because when you're in business like they are, a global brand, mm-hmm. they do something, Skip. You know, I'm not really good in business, but it's called market research. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they've dotted all their I's. I'm sure they've crossed all their T's. See, the Skip, did you know that Nike is up 0.04% this morning? Mm. And they're up 28% for the year. Adidas is down 1.8%. Puma is down 3.7%. That's none of my business. That's what we're here to talk about, Jenny. You see, the mistake that President Trump made and the NFL made is that sometimes they fall into the notion where they say, our fans or people won't. Well, you know, black people are fans too. They go and they buy product also. And Nike's like, you know what? Black people buy sneakers. There are a lot of blacks that support Colin Kaepernick and believe in what he's doing. There's also some whites that support Colin Kaepernick. So while we might lose some business, mm-hmm. we might gain a little more. So we're willing to roll the dice because we believe in what he's doing. But I'm not surprised. Now, the only thing surprised about this, Skip, is that it didn't happen yesterday. Oh, I knew this was coming. Mm-hmm. That guy's like, hey, that's what makes this country so great. You can get your message out, blah, blah, blah. Hey, mm-hmm. you can. What my note right here? I wrote it down. Skip Bayless.
I got it right here. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. I made the case earlier in the show. It sounded like our president had thawed a little, that he actually uttered something that sounded a little moderate to
right.
me, where he said, in his interview yesterday, it is what this country is all about, that you have certain freedoms to do things that other people think you shouldn't do. Mm-hmm. And I thought, he said that? He's never said anything like that in his tenure in the White House. And all of a sudden, to your credit, boom, I take it all back. Because this is what I think Nike predicted would happen. This is what they were anticipating. This is what they wanted to happen. Mm-hmm. Because this is right up their alley. They will love this. They needed this because this will make this campaign and make Colin even more popular
yep.
than he was yesterday. I think this will be on the uptick. And our president didn't go all the way to ordering Americans to boycott
right.
Nike, but he did bring up the word. He uttered the word tweeted the word boycotts mm-hmm. because he said other people are already boycotting Nike, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
So he went right back in character. I thought this tweet would drop 24 hours ago,
yes.
Right?
Yes. But knowing him, like I said, don't let someone's words blind you from their behavior. Mm-hmm. Knowing him, Skip,
yep.
Especially since he's become president, and even before, what has his behavior shown you?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, that was so out of character for him. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't fooled by his word, because like my grandfather mm-hmm. told my brother and I, yep. I see better than I hear.
Mm-hmm.
Jenny, you tell us, hey, y'all told me y'all was going to take that trash out. I still see it sitting in the corner.
Okay.
President Trump.
At the end of his interview yesterday to the Daily Caller, he also pointed out that Nike is a tenant of mine, said President Trump. They pay a lot of rent. Mm-hmm. I think somebody then pointed out to President Trump, they're exiting stage right or yeah. left, right? Because they're already on, right. they're moving out. Mm-hmm. So they have already cut bait with...
But you notice, Skip, he loved to present himself as like emperor. You're like, okay, yeah, Nike, they occupy one of my buildings.
Mm-hmm.
You remember when Aretha Franklin passed? Oh, mm-hmm. she used to work for me. Who asked you that? Nobody asked you whether Nike was in your building.
Mm-hmm.
He brought that, because see, he loves that, Skip. But like I keep telling you, he is who he is.
Mm-hmm.
They kept saying, even on the campaign trail, oh, he's going to pivot. He'll be presidential. He's just doing this. This is just, mm-hmm. no, he's not. Mm-hmm. This is who he is.
So, will this prompt NFL owners to reconsider having a policy against protests? I don't know, because they seem to run scared every time he tweets.
Well, correct? I know what they won't do. They won't give Nike any of that money back for that 10-year deal they got down that's locked up. That's not going to happen.
Yep.
So, kudos to you, Nike. Nike got one over on them, Skip.
Because
you know, had they gone to the NFL and says, here's, the, you know, this is the campaign that we're thinking about, it's like, nah, we really wish you wouldn't.
No.
Nike snuck it out there on them.
Yep. Well, they didn't sneak it. They just blasted it right in their face. Yeah.
No mercy.
The Seahawks open their season in Denver on Sunday, but Earl Thomas will not be there, according to NFL Network. Thomas has been holding out for a new contract. The Cowboys have been a rumored trade destination, but they are reportedly offering a third-round pick, while the Seahawks want at least a second-round pick for Thomas. Skip, how will this play out?
Mr. Sharp, I still believe that my man, Jerry Jones, will do the right thing, the only thing that can be done, the season-saving thing, and he will acquire Earl Thomas before Sunday's season opener at Carolina. But I will be the first to admit I am getting colder and colder feet on this issue, because late last night I saw for the first time a specific report from Ian Rappaport of NFL Network in a tweet in which he gave the specific Cowboy offer versus Seattle demand.
Mm-hmm.
And the Cowboy offer, according to Ian, was third round. Seattle's demand is a second round. I could not sleep last night because I thought, this is the same Jerry Jones who said on his radio show last week, and we talked about it right here, that he would write or pay a shocking amount of money. He would write an obscene check.
Obscene.
Obscene check to win his first Super Bowl since the last one he won in 23 years ago. Mm-hmm. 23 years ago. This is the Jerry Jones who got rich quick in the oil fields by plunging. This is the Jerry Jones who deserved credit for plunging to go get Charles Haley, which won them a Super Bowl, and he plunged to go get Deion Sanders, which won him his third Super Bowl with Barry Switzer in 1995. And
Skip, he did have to sign off on that Herschel Walker deal too now.
He did. He did. It wasn't, but he didn't detonate it.
Right.
He wasn't the one. They actually called Dallas. So I can't really give Dallas credit. They called and said, how about this?
Yeah.
And Jimmy and Jerry were like, seriously?
Yeah. Well, it reported that John Lynch called Bill Belichick. Okay. Hey, what's up with Tom? You trying to let him go?
All right.
Click.
Okay. All right. There you go.
They could have done that.
Okay. So this is the plunger Jerry Jones,
yes.
who's now in the Pro Football Hall of Fame along with Shannon Sharp. And he's quibbling over a second versus a third round draft pick, that's nothing in the grand scheme of things when this is make it or break it. This could make them at least a Super Bowl contender. Even you acknowledge that.
I do.
Or this could, without him, immediately break them into an also-ran miss the playoffs, non-factor Dallas Cowboy team. These are the Dallas Cowboys, America's team, the most valuable team in the world.
In the world.
According to Forbes. Mm-hmm. In the world. And you're quibbling over second versus third rounder? That's why my heart keeps telling me Jerry's just negotiating. He's just going to play it until 0 hour and hope that Seattle crumbles and says, okay, we'll take a three. But is it worth it not to get Earl Thomas into camp right now? Because I'm going to remind you, if Earl Thomas is not a Cowboy by Sunday, guess who's going to be the starting free safety for the Cowboys? Because the starter is hurt, Xavier Woods. His name is Tyree Robinson. He's undrafted, a rookie out of Oregon. Tyree Robinson is going to be your starting safety. And the only good thing about him is he wears number 23. Now, if you were a basketball player, that could be a good thing, right? Yeah. But in football, I don't think anybody cares who 23 is,
no,
right?
No.
And the other starter is one Jeff Heath, who once upon a time, 6 years ago, was undrafted out of Saginaw Valley State. And the word safety becomes, in my book, the term safety becomes an oxymoron because safety, you're not. You're unsafe, right? Aren't they both unsafe?
Yes.
Tyree Robinson and Jeff Heath versus Cam Newton? Jeff Heath?
No. Nah, well, we know with Jeff Heath.
Okay.
They've given him every opportunity to maintain the job. And if Jeff Heath was who they thought he was, Earl Thomas would not even be in the game. It would not even be a topic.
Okay, but think of Cam and his new DJ Moore and mm-hmm. all of his new receivers. And
looks like Samuel's nicked, and he's probably going to miss.
Yeah.
But they got Olsen.
They got Olsen, and some safety or somebody's going to have to cover him.
Yep.
Maybe it's Tyree Robinson, and he'll have a field day on Tyree Robinson.
And McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Skip, I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to go, Jerry. You're picking and prodding like Jerry. You used to plunge. You used to not be scared of
anything.
What is
he doing? If that's true, if that report is true and it's a three versus a two for a Super Bowl chance, I'm not saying I picked them to win the Super Bowl, right. But would I give them a shot?
It increases their chance. Skip, Jerry, for this to happen, Jerry's going to have to bite the bullet. Eventually, he's going to have to give up that second round pick. And ask yourself this. Do you believe that there's someone that's in next year's draft? Let's just say, okay, second, third round, so you're talking about 30 guys. Do you believe one of those 30 guys in between where you are right now will be better than Earl Thomas?
Well, come on, seriously?
Exactly, because that's the question you have to ask yourself. Who could you get with the bodies that's in between? So second round, third round, so you go 32 picks. In between that, what guy will be better than Earl Thomas is right now?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for me to believe that there's a guy there that you're going to get somewhere between the second and third round.
Who even knows who those – come on.
Exactly.
Really?
So with that being said, it should be – Jerry, this should have been –
It should have been done a week ago.
And you knew, first of all, I believe Seattle has had this deal on the table for a long time, Skip. Yep. We'll take a second rounder. Maybe at around the draft and early offseason, it was a first rounder. But I believe they tapered it down. Okay, Jerry, you want it. He wants to be there because, remember, Skip, they played in Dallas. Mm-hmm. He ran up the tunnel after head coach Jason Garrett said, bro, come get me.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, well, no, I want to be in Seattle for a long time. But, you know, you wanted him to come get you.
And now the coach who coached him for his first 8 years in Seattle is the Cowboys' secondary or sort of back four coach, right?
Yes.
Chris Richard.
This makes no sense to me. I don't know why. Because here's the thing, Skip. Go for it now.
Yeah. Okay.
That balloon payment is looming, Jerry. Let me tell you who that balloon payment is. It's Dak Prescott.
Yep.
You're not going to sign. You're going to have to give him at least $28 million, Skip, a year. Then here come old Zeke. He's going to want to eat too, Skip.
He will.
So you better
do it. The cap goes up $10 million every year. You can do this.
But here's the thing. Your cap going up $10 million, guess what else is going up? The cap number on the offensive lineman that you got signed.
Okay.
What you going to do with DeMarcus Lawrence? He want his cheddar too, Skip Bayless.
Mm.
He getting 16 this year. You franchise him next year, what's that going to be, Skip? He going to get tired of playing on them franchise tags. He going to say, I want that Aaron Donald type money.
Okay.
I want that Khalil Mack money.
Earl Thomas is 29 years of age. He's made 6 Pro Bowls. He's made 3 first-team All-Pros. Dare I say, he's a future Hall of Famer? He's on the arc, right? He's got that sort of path, career path.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe he needs to finish it off with more. But to me, for this player to even be available and to want to come and play for you is extraordinary.
Yeah.
It's like a billion-to-one shot because look who Seattle is about to start at safety. somebody named Brad McDougal, who's bounced around the league since 2013, undrafted out of Kansas, and Tedrick Thompson, who was their fourth-round pick in 2017. So the Legion of Boom just went to Legion of Doom, right?
A Legion of Whom.
Of Whom. That's good. Because
yeah, you don't know who's back there now, because it's over, Skip.
Okay, so what are the odds that Earl Thomas would be available?
In his prime.
It's not quite Khalil Mack. Yeah. But it's in the ballpark.
You're getting an All-Pro a Pro Bowl player that's still in his prime.
Yeah.
Earl Thomas is still in his prime.
Okay.
I believe he's still the best safety, free safety in all of football because of the ground he can cover and the way he can impact and make the plays in the field. So, for me, Jerry, you haven't had anybody like this in a very, very long time.
Mm-mm.
I don't know if you've ever had a safety like this. Darren Woodson.
With range? I mean, Darren
was in the box safety. He wasn't a free safety.
Yeah.
For me, Skip, this is a no-brainer. Jerry needs to go ahead and bite the bullet and go and get Earl Thomas because that's the weak link of that. I believe they can have a good defense. And Gregory, if everything goes, looks like he's on schedule, he's going to get an opportunity to play Sunday. Yep. DeMarcus Lawrence. Earl Thomas finished. He caps it off, Skip. He can cap it off.
So Earl Thomas, Tyree Robinson. Mm. I think I'm going to go with Earl. I don't know.
That's you would write an obscene check to guarantee you a Super Bowl. Well, you're not going to have to write this. It's not going to be obscene.
Yep.
I mean, it might be a little ugly gesture.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to have to cut him a check probably the moment he walks into that building.
Yep.
You're probably going to have to slide him a check for about $30 million, okay. $25, $30 million. I mean, Jerry, you got that
check. Worth it.
Yeah. You ain't got that in the back pocket.
You can do that.
I'm going to take that with you, Earl. Now, I need
two
picks.
Maybe for just once, Jerry should take a page out of Colin Kaepernick's book and just do it.
Just do it.
Just do it. How about just
you keep trying to goad him.
I'm goading him.
You keep trying to goad him, picking his pride.
Well, come on. This is so atypical. It's so uncharacteristic of Jerry.
Oh, you did. You went and got Dion. Oh, you went and got Charles Haley.
Well, it's like begging to be done. Yeah. Maybe that's why he won't do it. Jerry's stubborn now.
Oh, he'll get it.
Stubborn?
Yeah.
Huh? I feel like we're missing something because it feels so obvious listening to you guys. The facts are all there.
I don't know. If
Earl
that's
Thomas
true, if that report is true, unless there's some piece to this puzzle we don't know about, I brought it up before. Is Chris Richard whispering in Jerry's ear that Earl's lost some? He didn't look like he'd lost any last year.
He can take the ball away. I mean, he doesn't take the ball away like Ed Reed, but Skip, I mean, the guy got range. And he's an impact tackler. He separates guys from the ball.
Yeah. Second most interceptions in the league in his time. Okay.
That'll work, huh?
Safeties, yep.
That'll work for you?
I'd say.
Come on, Jerry. Let's give this guy some good news.
Jerry.
Come on.
Do it for me and not for him.
Hold on, Jerry. I got to get my five paces.
No mercy. No team in the NFL had a busier offseason than the Rams. After going 11-5 last year, they added Ndamukong Suh, Marcus Peters, Aqib Talib, and Brandon Cooks. They also gave big contracts to Aaron Donald and Todd Gurley. And according to Westgate, they'll go into the season tied for the best odds to win the NFC with the Eagles. We are joined by FS1 NFL analyst and the greatest Ram ever.
Woo.
Kirk Dickerson is here with us.
Wow.
What's my name? What do you call me, Skip?
The Ram Ambassador. By the way, the Ram Ambassador won the tie battle with Shannon today, because that's you upstaging with that one.
Eric the Ram. That poster you had, Eric the Ram.
Hey, that's what it was.
Okay, Eric, I'm going to start with you here. Scale of 1 to 10, what is your confidence in the Rams winning the NFC?
You know, at first, I was going to try to be a little bit modest about it. I don't have to play the game.
Yeah.
I don't have to play the game. You know, I'm going to say, 1 out of 10, I'm going to say an 8. Really, I'm going to say an 8 because I feel like we have all the pieces. The one big thing that you cannot foresee, and that's injuries to any football team. That's the most important thing. When you look at our football team, we're deep. I think we should win the NFC West. Mm-hmm. You know, we have Todd Gurley, the best running back in football.
I'll give you that for a second. Tell me when it's my turn.
It's your turn. Best running back. And we got Todd Gurley. Right. We got Jared Goff. Yeah. We got Robert Woods, Cooper Kupp. Just added Brandon Cooks to the mix. And I think that Brandon Cooks is a better fit for the Rams than Sammy Watkins was. When I watch him in practice and I talk to guys that play that position, they say, man, Eric, he's a real route runner. And I do watch that. He can really run routes very well. Our defense is very, very stout. The only question on defense is the linebackers. You know, when I look at it, losing Ogletree, the guy who made the calls on defense, that's important. Mm-hmm. He's a defensive caller. But you know, this team is a very solid, solid football team. Our special teams are good. Our coaching is good. I mean, special teams, our head coach, our defensive coach, I mean, with Wade Phillips on defense, I just like our chances. If, like I say, if I could say that we could stay healthy, man, if this was Skip, he'd say, for the Cowboys, oh, 10 for sure. Yeah. Can't we win the Super Bowl? I know one thing for sure, that the Cowboys won't be in the playoffs, and the Rams will be in the playoffs.
Hmm. You want something on that?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it to you.
I don't want to give all my stuff up.
So go ahead.
So, Mr. Rambassador.
Yes, thank you very much. I'm gonna embrace that name.
I like it. Good ring.
I will give you on a scale of 1 to 10 confidence level for your Rams, I'll give you a 4, but no more than a 4. I'm curious to see what you're going to get.
4.
That offensive line is pretty shaky. You didn't mention that, but you have the oldest left tackle in football and the oldest center in football, and Roger Saffold, the left guard, is 30 years of age. He's getting up there, and I just don't know how they're going to hold up. And I like Jared Goff, but I do not love Jared Goff. And the stats were kind of gaudy last year, 28 touchdowns and 7 interceptions, till you look at my favorite stat, QBR, ranking everything about how you play quarterback, how effectively you play. And Jared Goff for the year was a 52 on a scale of 0 to 100. That was 20th in the NFL. So QBR saying Jared Goff was a little below average in his play last year for a very good 11-5 football team. And then I look at the defense, and you mentioned the linebackers, but you are stout up the middle. I don't know, in the history of the NFL, has anybody been much stouter than those two cornerstones inside? And yet, who's going to rush off the edge? I don't know. Jenny knows Obo Okoronkwo from OU, right? He was very impressive, and you stole him in the fifth round, and I thought, Wade Phillips just got the missing piece to the puzzle because Obo off the edge, he's an undersized rusher that Wade Phillips loves. He's got a little bit of Von Miller going on, just a little bit of Gumby going on, and he broke his foot back in the spring, and he just hadn't registered yet. He can't even play yet, and they put him on PUP. So who's going to rush the passer? I don't know. So you're stout in the middle, and you're really stout at corner. They're up there in age, but they're really good. And the rest of it, I don't know. So is it? Do you get distracted by the Aaron Donald and the Sue and the two corners? Yeah, you get a little distracted by it. But I'm not sure they're going to measure up to what you're saying and seeing.
Is it your turn or my turn?
You're not going to like AD. I'm sorry, bro. I got y'all at a 3.
Oh, come on.
Oh,
I got a 3. Come on, I got a 3.
Man, Skip, the NFC is loaded. Vikes, Eagles, Saints, Falcons, Panthers, Rams, Cowboys, Packers. I threw the Cowboys
in there. Why you put the Cowboys in there?
They're not going to make it. I want Skip to have some false hope. Okay. But you look at this, and my concern is, as you mentioned, Skip, the offensive line, somebody's going to have to protect Jared Goff, ED. Mm-hmm. And you know what concerns me? And I love the addition. I love Ndamukong Suh, and Aaron Donald can play, and those corners going to lock you down. Who going to stop the run? Mm-hmm. Because when you make your bones getting to the quarterback. Everybody go try to get to the quarterback. Everybody looking to swim. Everybody going to be Michael Phelps swimming to the offensive lineman trying to get to the quarterback, and that's going to make them vulnerable in the middle. Home field will be huge in the NFC because only the Falcons won a road playoff game in the NFC last year. So that's going to be huge. I don't believe you will be able to go on the road in someone's building and win the NFC championship game. The question is, now you guys, y'all division is terrible. So y'all should have a very good record.
I agree.
Y'all should have a very good record. Y'all got
like the Patriots. Every year.
True. But,
A 3? A 3.
But look here. I got y'all the third best team behind the Vikings and Philly.
Well, the thing about Philly's beat up right now. I mean, Alshon Jeffries, he's not in. Yeah, they're not sure what's going to happen with Carson Wentz. I mean, so, you know, this team is not – I mean, they're deep on defense. Get me wrong.
Yeah.
But offensive, and you want your quarterback in place, and they don't have that. When I look at – you think about the Rams' offensive line. Yes, they're older. But you act like they're not going to play. I mean, they did the job last year.
Yeah.
I mean, Saffold, this is his 9th year. I got to say, Wentworth, this is his 13th year. That's a lot on your body. But – the games haven't been played yet. I mean, it really hasn't. And I still look.
Cowboy line, Ram line. Which would you rather have? Cowboys or Rams?
Yeah, you know you'd rather have the Cowboys line. But y'all beat up too, though.
I'm going to take our. I'll still take our offensive
Let's
line.
Let's see, Ezekiel or Gurley? Oh, I'm taking Zeke.
Where's Travis Frederick?
Close.
Where's Travis
Frederick? Yeah, where's Travis Frederick?
He's getting better.
He's getting better.
That's where he is. He's getting better.
And Zach Martin is dinged a little bit too.
He's going to play.
You know, I'll give you that on our offensive line. I think, but you're still talking about age. The offensive line, the good thing about an offensive lineman is that they can play for long periods of time if they play together.
Right.
And this line has, well, you know, they've got pieces that have been together. Even though Wentworth, he's new, but he brought that line together. Like,
right.
He really
right.
did. Made it one of the better offensive lines in the National Football League. When you look 2 years ago, you look at the Rams offense, it was a joke.
Yeah, it was terrible.
I mean, so, I still think, If this was the Cowboys we're talking about, this would be an 8-9 easy. If it was the Broncos,
really?
You know. Oh yeah, you. I mean, look at.
Do you have a DeMarcus Lawrence on your team? I don't see one. Help me.
Yeah.
Out. You see a Randy?
Aaron Donald.
No, he's inside.
That's okay. That's good. He's good.
Do you see a Randy Gregory on this team? I don't see one. Do you see a Sean Lee on your team? I don't see one. Do you see a Jalen Smith on your team? I don't see one.
Wait a minute, hold it, Jalen.
I don't see.
Wait a minute, you're talking about Jalen Smith. I thought Jalen Smith couldn't. You say he's a pretty good player. I remember you saying that last year.
He was hurt. He's completely healthy.
So is he completely healthy?
He's going to make the Pro Bowl this year. I believe it.
What about the corners? Would you have to leave Peters or you want your guys? What about Joyner?
But I'm just saying, I got two edge rushers to your zero. I got two really good linebackers, like top 10 linebackers in this league. You got none.
You know, like, okay. did I say I'm a question?
You're still at an 8? I think I just talked you down to about a 5.
No, you did not talk me down. I still feel the same. I say it's for a Ram, the Ram ambassador and Ram fans. This is excitement. This really is, because if I had said this last year about us possibly going to the Super Bowl, how about it just even winning 8 games last year? People were excited. You win 8 games, we'll get excited.
Right.
Now we're talking about possibly being in the Super Bowl, having a chance to go to the Super Bowl.
Hey, I look at your schedule. It's a cakewalk, man. By NFL schedule terms, this is, you got one tough road game at New Orleans. You have no East Coast games, so they don't have to do the cross country one time. And
they got Minnesota on Thursday night.
We got Minnesota Thursday night. We got the Eagles.
You got the LA Chargers and Minnesota at home.
New Orleans.
You got Philly at home, Kansas City at home. All the tough games are at home except for the New Orleans game.
Right.
So, all right. You got Green Bay.
So, hey, there it is.
Okay.
Home field advantage would be huge for us.
But y'all had
this year,
last year,
I think. Young football team, young coach.
Okay, I give you that.
Young football team, young coach. Hadn't been in that position before.
Yep.
Now we're going to be in. We've been there, not done that, but we didn't win last year. But now we've been there.
Now you take nobody by surprise. You and the Eagles are in the same boat. You shocked everybody. Nobody saw you coming last year.
I agree with that. You know what? We ran 47 gap. Stop it. We're going to run it again.
You know what? I just dropped my confidence level to a 3. I'm with Shannon on this.
You convinced yourself, John.
I'm a 3.
How and why?
3. You dropped yours to a 6.
No, I didn't. I'm still an 8.
You're still an 8.
The Ram ambassador is still an 8. I'm a Ram fan. I'm excited about
this. You know what? I'm shocked. I predicted before the show you would be maybe a 12 on a scale of 1 to 10.
I got to be realistic. And the thing is, you cannot predict injuries. If I could say this team will be 100% healthy, at least 90% healthy the whole season, I'd go 10.
Or no key injury, knock on wood, no Gurley, no Goff,
no
big name guy.
Aaron Donald, Michael Brock, nobody key get hurt. Our corners, I mean, that's important. As well as Sean Lee.
Tyron Smith.
When Sean Lee got hurt, it's over. Season's over. Back it up. All Cowboy fans go
and
home.
What does history say, Skip Baylor, since Sean Lee's into the league? What does history tell us? At some point in time,
history,
during the season.
History is knocking on the wood.
A lot of knocking on wood. Oh, I know the Rams are hoping that you're right. Sticking with your 8.
I'm going to have to come out and see a game.
Yeah, you ain't going to come see no
game. I got to
get you and Skip to come out to see a game. Jenny, come on. Come.
Vikings at Rams? Anyone? Team?
That's a Thursday night, Jenny.
That's okay. Don't tell me one.
You were thinking.
We could do like a road trip. There's no
and
way.
And if they were getting the Cowboys at home, he would be there in a heartbeat. I couldn't stop him.
Oh, he'd be out on the sideline talking to Jerry and Coach Clapp.
I couldn't stop him.
You might make
I might be coaching.
Eric, thank you for being here.
No mercy.
The Giants opened their season as home underdogs against the Jaguars Sunday on Fox. The Giants went 3-13 last year, and Bovada set their over-under at 7 wins this season. They'll be led by an offense of Odell Beckham Jr., who is coming back from injury and just got paid, and rookie running back Saquon Barkley. We're joined by actor, comedian, and our friend, Michael Rapaport. Thank you for being here.
So we can get you some notebook paper. You wrote your notes on On a paper plate?
I'm trying to eat. I'm trying to eat, Skip.
Trying to eat?
I'm trying to eat.
He y'all friend. He ain't no friend of mine.
That's incredible. I mean, I hope you can read on that.
I like it.
I'm looking forward to seeing these notes.
You going
to
sell that on eBay after the show?
Nah, possibly. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Sign it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, will the Giants be a playoff team this year?
As a fan, I have to say yes. As the outside-the-box great forward-thinking football mind that I am, I'm concerned, and I'm concerned with the first eight games. I think the schedule maker is not a Giants fan. We have Jacksonville, Dallas, the Texans, the Saints, and the Panthers. This is if we could get past that, and if we could be 4-4 after the first eight games, I'll be back on the show and to discuss it.
Okay.
We have a lot of offense. I believe in Eli. I think Saquon's going to do the thing. Odell Beckham versus Jalen Ramsey, week one. It's like a monster movie. Evan Ingram, Sterling Shepard. Offensively, I think we're going to be good. Last year, the only D that we had in New York was dysfunction, especially on the defensive side. So, you know, Pat Schumer had Case Keenum looking like all-world last year.
He did.
He can do a lot with this Giants offense. And Eli Manning, I believe, he's not coming back to – he's going to do what he always does. Mm-hmm. He's going to throw touchdowns. He's going to throw interceptions. And his facial expression won't change no matter what's happening. So to answer the question again, listen, we won a Super Bowl at 9-7. We won a Super Bowl at 9-7. You remember that, Chan?
Y'all ain't got them type players anymore.
Okay. I'm just saying, we have better players. 9-7, we won a Super Bowl. Offensive I think you were still in the league at that point.
No, we beat you in the Super Bowl. Remember that?
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Did a muffin come on that plate?
No. What do you have, bro? No muffin.
Look, no, I don't think there'll be a playoff team. I ain't going to get no fan or this or that. They have some upgrade. They upgrade the running back position. You go get a left tackle, which was the most important position on your offensive line because Eli was getting killed. Now, you need to get Olivier Vernon back. He nicked that ankle, and his status is up in the air for week one, Skip. But I just don't see it. The NFC is far too loaded with Eagles, Vikes, Rams, Saints, Falcons, Carolina. No, you're not making the playoffs. How you like that?
It hurts. It hurts. I got a lot of hope.
And guess what? I'm gonna be IGing and YouTubing. You know, like you do when LeBron loses, how you be on there.
I know.
Y'all thought so. You thought this.
We're going to be fine.
No, you won't.
The Giants are going to be fine.
No, you won't.
Remember when you brushed your teeth?
Yes.
It was funny.
Yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
After LeBron got...
Yeah. I knew somehow. I was trying to avoid the LeBron thing. I was trying to, like,
ain't nobody talking. Oh,
you brought it up.
I brought it up.
I was trying to avoid the L word.
Everybody has their day. I'm going to be on IG hard.
So, Mr. Rappaport, could you please explain to me how your team, the New York Football Giants, gave Odell Beckham Jr. $65 million guaranteed dollars when just 3 months ago he was captured on video in a Paris hotel room with a suspicious white substance and an even more suspicious thick brown cigarette? I don't know what that was. I don't know. Credit cards. I don't know what they're doing.
Week one will be very telling because Jalen Ramsey is going to bring the noise. And we know that Odell Beckham has fallen into the trap of getting into this stuff and getting emotionally broken down and all that stuff. Week one will be the I believe in Odell. I think at this point, when you're shot into that kind of stardom, Skip. Now, you didn't have that. I had that. Okay, that kind of stardom. You know, like, you can't.
Mighty Aphrodite.
All of it.
Come on.
All of that. Okay.
You know Mighty Aphrodite?
No.
You don't know?
It's
won
fine.
The Academy Award.
You ain't with no Academy.
No, I didn't mean. It doesn't matter. But
he played a huge role.
I think Odell now is he understands his role in the NFL. He understands his stardom. He understands his expectations. I think he'll be fine. And I think on the field, he deserves his money. You got to pay these dudes. That's a whole other subject. But I think that you don't think he deserves his money?
So your team has missed the playoffs
five
of the last six seasons.
I know.
And Odell Beckham Jr. has played in one and only one playoff game in his career. And before that game, he led your receivers to South Beach to get ready for a game on the frozen tundra at Lambeau. And in the first series there, when Eli looked like playoff Eli, he dropped a third down pass for him right in the hands. That's all you got to show for one Odell Beckham Jr. And you just gave him the sun and the moon for as a receiver.
But Odell is the type of receiver that can give Jalen Ramsey fits. Jalen is a bigger corner. So he matches up better against an A.J. Green, a Mike Evans, a Julio Jones. But Odell is a quick twitch. Okay. And
Antonio
Brown.
Strategically, yes. But emotionally, I think this is a bad matchup
just
for
put
Odell.
Some cotton, hey, just put cotton in your ears. Don't worry about it.
This is whether or not Odell Beckham is a mature guy or a young up-and-coming guy. This weekend is going to be very telling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can't fall in any traps. You can't get in any, you know, slap boxing and, you know, playing patty cake. You got to play football. You know this guy is going to talk. You know he's going to be physical.
Yeah.
You got $65 million. You got scrutiny. We got hotel rooms. I'm with Odell, but you got to play football and you got to be mature this weekend.
She was a cosmetic. She was a cosmetic heiress. They were hungry. They
Every
ordered
time.
A pizza.
So.
That's
true.
The story, man. That's all it
That's
was, Michael.
The
There's nothing
That's
more, nothing less.
I like that story. Yeah.
Cosmetics.
Good one.
Yeah.
It brings it up every time.
And they
time.
Were smoking Pall Malls, a Camel. Mm. That was the regular
was
cigarette. Yeah.
Really? It was brown.
You remember Pall Malls or brown?
No, they're not.
Yeah.
I never smoked one in my life.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Okay, Prince Albert then.
Do you realize that Eli Manning has led this league in interceptions three times and he's now 37 years old, and now you have to sit back in fear as the New York Jets start Sam Darnold, whom you could have chosen, right, with the second overall pick? Are you fearful of what's going to happen with the Jets?
Listen, Sam Darnold, if we picked him, he wouldn't be starting this week one for the New York Giants. Okay, so we're talking about the future. Last year we had McAdoo, the wackadoo,
yeah.
who tried to end
that.
Eli Manning's career during the middle of the season.
Yep.
I think Eli is going to be Eli. Like I said, he's going to throw interceptions. He's going to throw touchdowns. I think Eli is going to be back. I think he's got that killer instinct in him. I think last year, you know, when you saw tears coming to his eye, is not the way he wants things to end. Mm. So, yes, maybe we could have picked a quarterback up at some point, but Saquon Barkley is going to be the rookie of the year. He's going to be running over people. He's going to be jumping over people. And that's the pick we had to make. We can't build for the future when we have right now.
You keep saying that McAdoo tried to end Eli's career.
Yes.
But John Mara could have prevented that, Skip. You're the owner. And Eli is what you've done. Mm-hmm. Normally, a coach in McAdoo's position, he's not making that move without higher-up signing off on it.
How does that happen then?
Gary Reese, John Mara, you're not making that move. Ben McAdoo, a second-year coach, third-year coach, benching Eli Manning, who has 209 consecutive starts.
Break it down. How does that happen? What happened last year? That was heartbreaking for New York Giants fans.
Well, what happened was is that they didn't expect the blowback that they were going to get.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they got the blowback, John Mara said there was a miscommunication.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't no miscommunication. Ben McAdoo told you he was thinking about doing this. You said, okay.
That wasn't cool.
So
McAdoo the wackadoo, bye-bye. Take your hair gel and your sunglasses, bye-bye.
And now he bashing everybody. Now he's talking about the Eagles not going to be good.
Who cares? Where are you? You're not even here on this show.
And he started Davis Webb in place of Eli? No. He started Geno.
Thank you. Thank you. Huh? You said Davis Webb was going to be the future.
Yeah.
But you start Geno Smith, who you know is not going to be your future.
No, I didn't like it at all. That wasn't cool. Eli deserved better.
Well, he could have played what he did. He deserved to play better.
We have an offensive line that could protect him. We need people to protect the guy. I mean, we had guys fighting each other in the locker room. There was a lot of craziness going on last year. We lost our entire wide receiving core in one game. The whole wide receiving core, and it wasn't like weekly. It was the whole core was out in one game. Imagine the whole staff right here out. Boom, that's it. I have to do the show by myself.
Wouldn't go well.
Are we good? Hey, Cameron, you good? Oh, he said he good.
Yeah.
Hey, Jenny, you good?
I'm good.
Yeah, you good?
You might tweak an ankle stepping off
Healy,
the stage.
You good? We good. We need the steady cam. We got the gym over there.
I'm just saying, matching the Giants, that was a rough year last year.
Everybody try to hear all them excuses.
Michael Rappaport, I know you pretty well. You're not very convincing about your Giants. I don't think you believe in them at all. You're trying to... just for the sake of Giants fans, the three of them who follow you on Twitter or someplace. I don't know.
Well, I mean, what do you think, Skip? Huh? You used to be on the East Coast. You used to be Mr. Cowboy.
I'm not buying into Saquon.
Mm.
Really?
Huh? Oh, yo.
Nope.
Take it easy. Take it easy.
Okay, I ask you to go back and look at what happened at Ohio State and then at Michigan State in back-to-back weeks and tell me how impressed you were with Saquon. Did he take those games over against good defenses? He did not.
Listen, he's going to be a big play guy for the Giants, okay? And I think it's going to start this weekend against the Jacksonville defense.
Huh? Really?
Yeah, he's going to play football.
You hear that, Calais?
Yeah, get them all. Get them all. Get them all. Jalen Rams, get them all. Yapping, you know, all that stuff. Get them all.
Devin Smith, you hear
Boogie
that?
Boogie Down Bronx is in the house. Saquon Barkley.
Y'all might get beat by 14.
I would agree with that. You're going to lose to Dallas twice this year.
You got your own problems in Dallas, my friend, mi amigo. You got your own problems in Dallas.
All I need is Earl Thomas, and I'm good to go.
Yeah, well, I think
Jerry, come on, do it.
Somebody bring me a muffin for my plate.
This is really impressive.
Something. I don't know how you did that.
Thank you. Thank you. Well,
did you use the notes, any?
I've used the notes. I'm worried about the Giants' schedule.
Because you didn't have much ammo. I thought maybe you could read your own writing.
You know what? I'm trying to be totally honest with you, and I said, as a fan, yes, 9-7 could get us to the playoffs.
You didn't go to the playoffs with no 9-7 with that stacked NFC.
Excuse me. 9-7 could get us to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And all this. But as a great football mind, I'm concerned. And, like, who does the scheduling? Who stacked that schedule up
if against? If you're as good as you say you are, what good scheduling should be inconsequential.
Mm-hmm. We could ease into things. We got the Saints. I mean, it's a tough.
Ain't no even in the NFL.
Yeah. Mm. Well, it's. Listen, I'm concerned, but I feel optimistic, and I feel like the offense is going to be good.
You remember Skip? He was just hollering, "Oh, Eli."
Yeah.
We got Eli. Okay.
Yeah, and we got Saquon Barkley, and we got Sterling Shepard, we got Evan Ingram, tight end.
I love Evan Ingram.
Okay.
You got Odell.
Yes.
Okay.
We're going to be all right.
Okay. When you're eliminated from the playoffs in like week 12, I'm going to do my brushing my teeth.
Week 12 is very, that's very good. That's very giving. It might be earlier than that.
Instagram live videos? I think that'd be fun for you.
I can do that.
Let's make that happen.
Yeah, I'm doing IG. Yep.
I think Sunday we're going to have a lot of videos for
Payback for you will be fun this year, okay?
I can't wait. I can't wait for this game, though, with the Jalen Ramsey, Odell. Because this is all the offseason stuff with Jalen, with his hit list and his crap talking, and Odell with all his. Well, who was he with in the hotel room?
Cosmetic.
An heiress and the money. It's going to be, I'm excited for week one. It's like kind of like Apollo Creed versus Rocky Balboa.
I mean, who that.
Jenny, you've gone overseas. You have never had a pizza
Don't
overseas?
Throw me into like, you
eat no hotel room.
You ain't no pizza? You eat pizza?
Not in Paris. There's a lot of other things I'd rather have.
Odell is not like that. He's not, you know, bougie.
He's not bougie. Nah, how much money does he have now?
Well, he can be bougie. He didn't have that money back then.
I don't.
He can take care of those blonde locks. Bougie.
Okay, but I liked how you said it. No patty cakes from him. That was
No. Let's play ball, man. 65 million reasons why you should be just playing
exactly.
ball.
Exactly. Okay.
And don't look at your fingers to see why you. I don't understand why receivers, if you drop the ball, it's not your hand's fault.
Yeah. What did you do?
I don't know. It's mental. Okay. No mercy. The Patriots still have last season's MVP in Tom Brady, but according to Adam Schefter, some members of the Patriots organization regret trading Jimmy Garoppolo. Schefter added that Garoppolo will be a top quarterback while Brady is, quote, at the tail end of his career. Jimmy G was traded to the 49ers for a second-round pick last season and went a perfect 5-0 as a starter. Shannon, what does this tell you?
Tells me that someone is Coach Belichick. Nah, I just can't out that it'd be true. It just shows that there's possible still division by this decision, Skip. And New England, basically, you look at it like this. New England Patriots won the lottery twice. They drafted really well. They got Tom Brady in the sixth round. I think they got Jimmy. What did they get Jimmy in the second round, third round, Skip? Mm-hmm. But the second time, the second round, you gave your winnings away.
Yep.
Now you can have this. Because what New England, now you get on Cleveland for not playing the long game. Tyrod Taylor is the short game. That's what Skip told me. He said Tyrod is the short game. Baker Mayfield is the long-term game.
Mm-hmm. Actually, Baker is the short and the long
game. No, that's what you said. That's what you said. No, don't do that, Skip.
Say that.
So the New England Patriots wanted to play the long-term game with Jimmy G. I give it to you like this. I got a better analogy for you, Skip. I've been thinking about this. How can I give Skip an analogy? Let's just say, for the sake of argument, you got Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. And Brett Favre was still playing at an MVP level. He didn't win it, but he was still, you know, going to Pro Bowls and playing really well. They got Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers plays really well. And they say, you know what? We're going to trade A-Rod now because Brett Favre want to continue to play. Because that's the exact situation that you got. Coach Belichick was saying, hold on. I could have Tom Brady for one, two more years. I can win a Super Bowl. Or I could have Jimmy G for 10, 15 years and win three more Super Bowls. Which do I choose? What should I choose? Jimmy G it is. And then lo and behold, what happened? Somebody got wind of it, runs upstairs to their daddy, Mr. Robert Kraft, Tom Brady that is, runs upstairs, daddy, Bill wants to trade me. Coach Belichick wants to trade me. Do something about it. And he did. He forced Coach Belichick, against Coach Belichick's better judgment, to trade Jimmy Garoppolo You say, I didn't care where you trade him, but he got to get up out of here. Mm-hmm. That was Tom Brady's doing.
Yeah.
And I'll never forgive him for it.
So did you just say Jimmy G will be as good as Aaron Rodgers? He's the next Aaron Rodgers?
He might.
You don't know that, but I don't think you believe that.
We didn't know Aaron Rodgers was going to be this.
I certainly didn't.
Exactly. Nobody did. I mean, they thought he would be good, Skip, but nobody saw this.
Nope. I couldn't see it in college. Would he fall to 20?
20. Yeah, 20, yeah, in the mid-20s.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And Alex Smith, it was supposed to be those two right. for the first pick, and Alex Smith does go one, and then he falls. And it took a whole year for them, according to Mel Kiper, to completely rebuild his delivery. Mm-hmm. Mm. So, again, Baker Mayfield doesn't need his delivery rebuilt right now. He's
Are
ready
you
to go.
Baker Mayfield going to be Aaron Rodgers?
No, I'm just saying he should be the starter for the Cleveland Browns.
We didn't talk about that. We talked about New England.
Well, you asked me.
No, I didn't ask you about no Baker Mayfield.
Oh, yeah, you did. So, the point is that you know Adam Schefter, and I know Adam Schefter very well. He covered your Broncos, and
yes.
I worked with him a lot at ESPN or worked around him. And to my knowledge, no reporter is more plugged in Foxborough with the Patriots more than Adam Schefter is. So he knows what is going on behind closed doors for the most part, if anybody knows, because they're very tight-lipped
Correct.
And guarded in Foxborough. So I'm guessing that your first sarcastic response was correct. I mean, Coach Belichick is clearly, he's got all kinds of regrets about this, right?
Yeah.
And I'm guessing that his little inner circle in the front office, I don't know who his lieutenants are, but they're all regretful about mm-hmm. this because this was their big grand plan, right?
Yeah.
This was how they're going to move forward this year.
That's
right here, right now, it was going to be Jimmy Garoppolo,
yep.
right?
He's so, the bridge.
So was it their plan to do? Sure, it was their plan. But their plan got blown up, and so it sounds like, according to Adam, that they haven't moved on from this, that they still harbor ill will mm-hmm. over all this. Well,
I think the thing, Skip, is that you realize when you want as much as they have to go back, because you remember in the 70s how much the Steelers won. The Steelers was like the Patriots of yep. what we see now. Won 4 Super Bowls, got mm-hmm. the AFC Championship games.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, the quarterback get old. And a lot of this is predicated on Tom Brady. But you know what happens when you have a quarterback that's of greatness.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, you don't. You go back to mediocrity, and you go back to be laughingstock. Well, Coach Belichick, I don't want to do that.
Okay.
And I got the bridge in Jimmy G.
To me, this is all laughable that there's any regret because all Tom Brady did, obviously, last year was go on and win the regular season MVP and play extraordinarily well in the postseason. The great comeback in the fourth quarter against Jacksonville from 20-10 down the AFC Championship game. And then 505 yards passing against the Eagles defense in the Super Bowl.
Yep. And guess what? Coach Belichick says, I appreciate that.
Okay.
But Jimmy G is my guy, and you found another
so
new home.
So as we speak right here, right now, the Patriots are still favored to win this year's Super Bowl,
They
right?
are, yeah. yes.
And some people have favored Tom Brady to be MVP. Most services have Aaron Rodgers slightly ahead of Tom Brady, but still, he's in the conversation for MVP this year.
You're right.
And in the preseason, he played two full first halves, did Tom Brady, and he didn't look just good. He looked great. He looked better than ever,
right.
dare I say. Got to knock on wood, stays healthy. But still, does he seem healthy? Does he look right to you? Does he show any age at all? So Bill Belichick has already been proven wrong.
No, Skip.
Because, well, in this league, you win now. And you have to maximize your shots. And I think Green Bay screwed up with Aaron Rodgers the first year. They would have been better off with Brett Favre in Aaron Rodgers' first year of starting.
No.
Yeah.
No.
What did Brett do? He went to... Minnesota and did what?
You say you maximize winning?
True.
No, but actually, Skip, he went to.
I know he did, but
Jets.
He wound up in Minnesota, and at age 40, he threw, what was it, 33 touchdowns to 6 interceptions,
yeah,
right?
33,
and got them within one ill-fated throw of getting to a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Right?
I've forgotten.
But
remember that?
I do.
You said maximize winning. That's what he was doing in Cleveland. He's maximized winning with Tyrod.
I already told you, Baker will win more games than Tyrod this year, right here, right now. He's the present and the future.
All I'm saying is that I think Coach Belichick is having seller's remorse because mm-hmm. he didn't buy, he sold.
Yeah, he did. Like, no, he didn't sell, he gave away.
He didn't give him
He's
away.
He's having giveaways.
Well, when you force me to do something against my will, I might do, you know.
Yeah.
Might, you know how people get petty like that, Skip. I read a situation, Skip, where a lady sold her husband's Porsche for $1.
Okay.
Because she made her mad.
Out of spite.
Yeah. You know? So that was, so when you do things to upset me, when I've had my way, and look what I've built. I built this empire. With a little help with your money, Mr. Kraft, but I built this empire because he brings in everybody. Because, you know, you keep Tom Brady, Coach Belichick buys all the, now Tom is the chef, but Coach Belichick buys all these ingredients and tell Tom how to prepare it. And you don't want to give him any credit. And Mr. Kraft made him, you know.
Okay, so to use
get
your analogy.
Get rid of this sous chef.
In effect, Bill Belichick sold Robert Kraft's Super Bowl Porsche for $1 because he sold him out because he wouldn't play Malcolm Butler. He sabotaged their chance.
He didn't sabotage
that
nothing.
That was pure spite.
No, it wasn't.
What else was it? Nobody has an explanation. We had James Harrison on the other day. He doesn't have any idea.
He didn't believe that Malcolm could have helped him because of the week of practice that he had.
Oh, okay.
That seemed to be the common, the reoccurring theme.
Eric Rowe was the difference maker in that game.
Well, he thought...
They gave up 41 points.
He wasn't the difference maker.
Nick Foles.
But he thought he would be the difference maker.
Yep. Well, wouldn't you, like, bite the bullet at some point, swallow your pride, and just say, Malcolm, play the second half?
I mean, who am I to sit here in judgment of Coach Belichick? Man, got 5 Super Bowls, going to 8. Yeah.
So
who am I to sit in judgment of him?
Well, I'm sitting in judgment because I'm a Brady backer.
Of course.
Well, of course. And I think they have a chance to win yet another Super Bowl this year. And if I'm Robert Kraft, I am on high alert because of what Adam Schefter is reporting or suggesting, that there is regret. And because there's regret, there's spite. And because there's spite, there could be sabotage.
There ain't no sabotage. So, okay, if we're going to play the long game, who's going to play longer? Will Tom Brady play quarterback longer or Coach Belichick coach longer? So if I play the long game, since you like long games.
Well, if I were the owner of the Patriots, he'd already be gone.
What?
I would have fired him off the Super Bowl.
Must be out your mind.
What are you talking about?
The man got 5 Super Bowl wins with 8 appearances.
I would have gone ahead with Josh McDaniels. Did they not keep Josh? Why did they keep Josh? Wasn't he going to be the Lions head coach? And then all of a sudden, what happened?
The Colts.
Mean the Lions. Yeah. Patricia, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. He got cold feet.
Got cold feet because Tom went to Robert, who went to Josh, who said, you will stay because you are the near future.
Yeah.
Right?
I hope Coach Belichick retires in the very near future because the likelihood of Josh McDaniels after what happened in Denver and what he pulled for the Colts, that's not very good on his resume. You know that. I know that.
Yeah, but would he make a good head coach for Tom Brady in his last 3 years in pro football? Yes, he would.
Tom Brady ain't playing no 3 more years.
I told you 45. He said 45, and I'm betting on Tom Brady here.
What year is this, 19?
Yeah.
It's 18.
18. What are you talking about?
No, I'm saying how many years. This is year 18.
Oh, yeah.
I gave him one more year.
One
more year.
Just one?
One more year.
Well, you've been saying that, and he keeps making you eat.
One more.
You keep amending your
one more
projection.
One more.
Just last year.
But Skip, when it goes,
So this is the last year of Tom Brady.
No, when it goes, it goes real fast.
Okay, so is this it? This year?
I said one more year.
You mean after this or just this year? Which is it?
Coach Belichick.
You're equivocating.
Coach Belichick will coach for the next 10 years. Tom Brady, in 19, year 19, he will rise up in the sunset. And Jimmy Garoppolo has the 49ers knocking on the
doorstep. You're still confusing me. Is this Tom's last year or
this
next year?
This is year 18.
Okay, all right. So you're saying 2 more years. That's a lot of football.
I've already counted this one. This was in the bag.
Well, you've already amended your earlier prediction because you said this would be his final year.
No, I amended my prediction when they traded Jimmy G. Because my prediction was Jimmy G was going to be the starter up in New England up in that piece.
Who wouldn't want Tom Brady right now looking the way he looks?
Coach Belichick wanted Jimmy.
Who's better right here, right now? Tom Brady or Jimmy Garoppolo?
You know
who's better? Seriously.
You know what you told me?
I mean, that's what you're boiling it down to.
No.
Yeah, you are.
You just told me that Chris Richard might be in Jerry's ear telling, well, Earl ain't what he used to be. Well, Coach Belichick sees Tom Brady in practice every day.
He does.
And maybe he saw Jimmy G in practice. Like, you know what?
Maybe his vision is clouded by his resentment of Tom Brady's stature. I don't know.
Why you keep doing that? Why you keep trying to put Coach Belichick against Tom Brady? There is no resentment.
Come on, who's more valuable, Brady or Belichick? In the end, it's a quarterback.
Okay, let me see.
Can't find a Tom Brady.
How many different ways can I say this?
How many teams would want Tom Brady right here, right now, this year? 31 other teams
I tell
would
you
want
what,
Tom Brady.
I tell you what, this is what we do for a fact. every other team would fire their head coach to hire Bill Belichick.
And Green every Bay other Packers. Team would take him right now. Green Bay would take him over Aaron Rodgers right
no,
now.
No, they wouldn't. Don't do that, Skip Bayless. No, they wouldn't.
He's the reigning
no,
MVP.
No,
listen,
no.
Anybody, hey.
No.
Mike McCarthy would say, give me Tom Brady. If you could have him for 1 year right now, he would take Tom Brady.
I know. I tell you what. Would Bill Belichick take Aaron Rodgers?
No.
If he wanted Jimmy Garoppolo, you mean to tell me he won't take the guy that's got 41 touchdown interception?
Well, he'd probably take Brogan Roback.
That is a whole different debate for a different day.
We're not going there. You throw Brogan in the mix.
No mercy.
Thanks for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Join us again at the same time tomorrow morning, 9:30 Eastern. We'll see you then.
Facts, sports, one of one.